This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show, Kent Taro, administrator for the Maricopa County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Kent.
Thank you, Rick.
Kent, our topic of conversation today is a $100,000 Wisdom Tooth Award that the Maricopa County Public Health Department recently received. And if you would like to tell us a little bit, how did the health department get this substantial award? What was sort of the criteria to get it? And when did you find out?
Well, the Delta Dental Wisdom Tooth Award, the Delta Dental of Illinois Foundation, has been providing one award to one organization a year for the past 6 years. And we have been trying to achieve this award, but we've always come a little bit short, and we've never shied away from competing against bigger organizations. One of the things that we know here is we serve a large area, and we do not meet the need of, especially we try to prioritize the needs of the underserved children in the area. The nine counties that we serve, I believe, were probably impressive for the Delta Dental of Illinois Foundation, and those are, of course, Macoupin, Jersey, Greene, Calhoun, Morgan, Sangamon, Christian, Montgomery, and Madison. Those areas are all part of our service area, and we do have children and adults coming from all those areas. We, our board had a vision of opening up a bigger health center. We do provide a little bit of service at our administrative office, 805 North Broad. They wanted me to be able to provide all the interdisciplinary care we provide, which includes dental, medical, counseling and psychiatric, the WIC program, and public health immunizations, etc. They wanted me to be able to do that in a larger way here in Carlinville for Carlinville, the northern part of Maricopa County, and all the surrounding counties. So we are opening up a four-chair dental clinic along with a three-exam room medical clinic, counseling and psychiatric, integrated with our WIC program and public health services. But the Delta Dental Award really concentrates on those organizations that are going to prioritize serving underserved children, and that is really one of the priorities of the Public Health Department and, of course, the health centers, which includes Maple Street Clinic, which has been up and running for 10 years now. They were very impressed with the fact that we are going to increase the number of children we served at a minimum by 1,300. That number could be much larger, but that is at a minimum. We believe we'll probably serve 1,300 children within the first year for any type of dental care. And a lot of times we are many families and children's only chance to get good quality dental care. And that has so much to do with not only your dental health, but your overall health throughout your lifetime that they were impressed enough to give us this award, which I believe they will start to fund us and allow us to have access to that $100,000 beginning September 1, which happens to be the target date of us opening the Morgan Street Clinic in Carlinville.
Now, the Morgan Street Clinic is, as you said, it's an integrated area, but you actually, as far as your dental clinic, now that's sort of scheduled to open in 2018?
Yes, we're hoping it's up and running September 1, and we hope to be open full-time and providing all the dental services that we provide down at the Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie, and it is located at 1115 East Morgan Street. It actually is the old medical professional building that faced the old Carlinville Hospital way on the east side of town. And it was built in the 70s. It was actually in really good shape. We've, of course, had to do some rehabilitation when you change from medical to dental. And we, of course, with the WIC program and various different sized offices and different needs of staff, we had to do quite a bit of rehabilitation. And we're wrapping up that construction and all of the wiring and plumbing changes, et cetera, that needed to be done here in the next week or two.
What will you be using the grant money for? What exactly is that going for as dentists or equipment?
Yes, actually, both things you just mentioned. This couldn't have come at a better time because this does, of course, stress the budget out. And as you know, Rick, we've always been pretty aggressive at going after different levels of funding to help us serve more people within Maricopa County and the surrounding areas. So that $100,000 will be used for staff, including a dentist, a dental assistant, a dental office staff person, supplies and equipment. The dental care field is very expensive. And this really gives us a little bit, quite a bit of relief to be able to get this started and be on a really good foot from day one. We couldn't be more thrilled.
You mentioned you serve a lot of children right now through your Maple Street Clinic and things like that. About how many do you serve at this time, pending what you anticipate will be coming in after you get everything up and running with the new clinic?
The Maple Street Clinic has become a bigger and bigger success all the time. We've had a lot of factors that have made that such an extreme success. And one of them in the dental area is our association with the SIU School of Dental Medicine. Almost all of the dental students come through our clinic. We provide them a great experience to learn how to be a more proficient dentist. And we have two dental professors that work with us, and they've actually helped us do a great job of becoming more efficient. At this time, we served for the calendar year 2017, 4,700 patients for dental care. 3,055 of those were children. And we also provide dental care, preventive care within the schools. Actually, all of our schools receive school-based dental program services. And if they need more restorative care, teeth pulled, cavities filled, any other types of care, then we provide that back at the Maple Street Clinic. So we provide over 3,000 children with care last year, and we hope that goes up at least another 1,300 with the opening of Morgan Street Clinic.
Right now, say someone has a child they want to get some dental work done on or whatever needs to be done. Of course, the Maple Street Clinic going. Maybe you could explain to everybody how it'll go as far as from now until you get the new clinic going.
Well, we want people to still use our Maple Street Clinic, and that number is 217-839-4110, 217-839-4110. And as soon as we know we're ready to open up at the Morgan Street Clinic, we will, through this station, as well as other avenues, Facebook, advertising, other places, let people know what that phone number is for being able to get into the Morgan Street Clinic for care. What we're trying to do is provide access more closer to where people live. And sometimes that has a great impact on them being able to get to us all the time.
And one question I might add, you have a transportation service. Is that sort of available for maybe somebody who would need dental appointments, say, versus medical or whatever the other situation is?
Yes, it certainly is. Our transportation program has grown tremendously. Last state fiscal year, which ended June 30, we provided 75,000 trips. And if somebody doesn't have access or doesn't have transportation in Macoupin County and 15 miles around our border, that includes all the way up to Auburn, over to Jerseyville, over to Hillsborough, and down to Alhambra, we will bring them to one of our health centers, either the Maple Street Clinic or very soon the Morgan Street Clinic, and the health center will pay for that transportation.
Quintero, thank you for joining us on the Forum Program.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.